Question about looking ahead a little bit here with the bubble. What do you think will be the biggest adjustment in the secure zone environment? Like, is there anything you're preparing yourself for mentally, physically, lifestyle wise, logistics, anything come to mind that?
Not really. I just think there's going to be a lot of traffic in that hotel, with all the players and teams and stuff like that. But, other than that, I think it's the same. Like, for the past 2 weeks, we've kind of been in our own bubble. So once we go there, you know, it's going to be even more secure. It's just, I feel like there's going to be a lot of, you know, waiting and, you know, following protocol. So it's going to take a long time, for everything, but, that's just the way it's going to be.
Do you think there'll be any mingling between teams? Like, it's kind of a unique situation where you guys are on different floors in the same hotel.
Yeah, I mean, it's going to be hard not to, you know, see the other guys. Like, you know, you're going to share elevators. You're going to, you know, like, on your way up to your floor, like, you're going to see all the other guys. So it's definitely going to be different. But it's going to be the same for everyone. Like, everyone is in the same boat. So, everyone has to deal with the same thing. So it's an even playing field. We just got to get used to it.
One last one from me. You'll have plenty of downtime once you get there. Anything that you're bringing to Edmonton that you wouldn't normally bring on a road trip, something to keep you, less bored.
I picked up a couple books. Usually I bring one on the road. I'm definitely going to load up on a few books and, you know, make sure I bring my chargers for my iPad and all that stuff. And, other than that, you know, I'm just planning on getting some rest and hanging out with the guys. You know, that's, I think, something that a lot of the guys look forward to just, you know, have that tight atmosphere where, you know, you hang out and play cards and just do stuff like that.
Awesome. Thanks.
Thanks.
Luke, Ken Weeb from Sportsnet.ca. What have you learned playing with Connor Hellebuck this year? What stood out about his season?
The guy's competitive. It doesn't matter where. It can be a little soccer game before, you know, in warm-ups or, you know, anything, playing video games or whatever it is. This guy just doesn't want to lose. He'll compete. He'll never give up. And I think that's the way he plays on the ice. You know, sometimes you think, you know, rebound, the guy's going to score into an empty net and somehow he jumps over. Like, it definitely gives the defenseman a lot of confidence that, you know, if you make a mistake or you're out of position, you probably have the best goalie in the world to bail you out.
One other quick one about the addition of Dylan DeMello. What did he mean to your group?
I think he's brought a lot of stability to our D-Cor. The guy, he's not flash or anything. He's just very, very solid, very steady. He's always in the right position, always makes the right play. And I think especially when you play playoff hockey, that's all that matters.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Luca, Mike McIntyre from the Winnipeg Free Press. I just wanted to ask you about the phase three that we're in right now and how, I guess, how restrictive does it feel or how different are you conducting yourself kind of in the city here as opposed to, say, what you would maybe normally do in a normal training camp situation?
I mean, the big difference is we're not really allowed to go anywhere but the rink and back home, depending on where the guys came in from and how long they've been in town. But, you know, it's a bit of an adjustment because we're almost living near normal life. I mean, nothing is normal these days, but you were still able to go out, get groceries, you know, just do like simple things. And then you come here and you're basically locked up again. So everyone has kind of gone through it twice now when it first started. And then you kind of things, depending on where you lived, we're kind of back to normal a bit, and now you're back to, you know, square one. But it's all good. It's not that long of a time, and, you know, you got to just take advantage of that time you get. The first week was hard because we weren't really, because you train and you skate and do all that stuff, and then all of a sudden there's just a week of nothing really. You do your, you know, body weight stuff in the apartment or house or wherever you are. So it kind of puts you back a little bit, but by the second week we were able to come to the rink and skate and do all that stuff. And other than that, I mean, it's not like you do that much. Like, you might miss out on going for dinner or something like that, but other than that, it's not crazy.
And just last one for me, during this pause, you were in Winnipeg initially, right? But can you just take us through sort of how you spent it, where you went?
Yeah, so we were here till about, I think, June 7th. We stayed in Winnipeg. Our home base is in California, Newport Beach. And, you know, when it all started, California was really bad. I guess it's really bad again. But we just felt safe in Winnipeg. And we just had no real need to go back. And, yeah, we just, you know, you put in the time during the winter, so you kind of want to see what this place is all about in the summer. So it was good. We stayed here most of the time. We got to go back home for about 2-3 weeks, and then we came back here.
Thanks, Luca.
Thank you.
Hi, Luca. It's Murat from The Athletic. I'm wondering, I know you would have had injuries to recover from and things like that, but just towards right before the shutdown, it seemed like Winnipeg was playing some of its best hockey. And I'm wondering if you can take us through the emotions of seeing that taken away and trying to recapture that magic as you're healthy now, but joining the guys back in camp now.
Yeah, I think, you know, we battled through a lot of adversity all year. We never had a full lineup. We always had key guys out. So it was nice to kind of get the whole squad back, and we started to play real good hockey. So the stoppage came at a bad time for us. But at the same time, you know, having everyone back on the roster doesn't mean that everyone was healthy. Like, everyone was still playing through, you know, a lot of things. So, you know, getting the 2-3 months was definitely good for everyone to recover from all the bumps and bruises. And, you know, going into this thing now, I think it is a fresh start. But we got to think back on, you know, how we played back then, what made us successful. And, you know, I think we're going into this thing with a lot of confidence. It's wide open. I think, you know, really anyone can, you know, win this thing. It just matters about which team gets hot and which goalie gets hot at the right time. So I think our group has a lot of confidence in the dressing room that we can actually pull this off.
What do you think, is there anything special to what the hockey is going to look like? Because on one hand, you're going to be fresh and have a few less bruises come playoff time than I think in a typical year. On the other hand, starting from a stop right here, what do you anticipate from the on-ice hockey?
I anticipate that, you know, guys are going to come out flying. Everyone is excited to come back and play, and, you know, having all that time off and thinking about, you know, today, like thinking about coming back, being back on the ice, that, you know, like you have that feeling, that fire that was burning for 2-3 months. So it's nice to be back, but I expect the games to be very intensive. I don't think the games are going to be the most beautiful games to watch. You know, there's going to be up to 4 games in one day on the same sheet. So, you know, it's going to be a lot of grinding, a lot of battling, and, you know, you got to win those games 2-1, 3-2 kind of thing.
And last one for me, kind of early on in the pause, Blake Wheeler made a reference, I think, to either just chatting across the fence or having beers across the fence or something like that. And I'm wondering, you know, in your first full year as a teammate with him, what have you learned about him as a person and as a leader?
Yeah, I mean, I got really lucky. We found a rental that was right next door. So our families became really close. We have one boy, he's 3. He was born a day after his youngest. So they're best friends. So we, when this all happened, we did our quarantine, and then we got to spend a lot of time together. It was great. You know, I learned a lot from him. He's just through and through leader. Like he always looks out for his team, puts the team first. And, you know, he leads off the ice, but the way he leads mostly, I think, is the way he competes every night. Like he never takes a shift off. He does it all. Like he can block shots, he can fight, he can score. So he's the full package. We have a lot of guys, a lot of young guys, especially on his team. And, you know, it's nice to have someone like him to as a role model to look up to.